Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help came, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building. A little late, you know what I'm saying, because I'm in the motherfucking neighborhood hanging out with the folks and shit. So today is Time to Learn the Language Tuesday. Had to get up in here real quick, man. We just learning French and French for another 2 hours. It's going down real big, you know what I'm saying. Starting something new on Tuesdays. We're going to learn a new language together. You know what I'm saying? Every Tuesday, we'll be learning a language and go over to some words, you know what I'm saying, from the previous lessons learned. So if you're fluent or speak another language, you know, please stop by and give your input, because it is time to teach the world to understand each other. So let's learn each other together. You know what I'm saying? That's real. And don't forget, well, before punk-ass motherfucker had stole my goddamn webcam, I was recording live, you know what I'm saying, over live stream, livestream.com/WDGE radio. But I got to step my game up and get another goddamn cam, because some old punk ass, pickpocket ass pussy, you know what I'm saying, going to go ahead and steal my shit. But hey, what goes around comes around. I ain't never stole no shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But before we get the show started, man, let me go ahead and beam a couple of people up. Don't forget, the new season is starting February 25th, you know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. New season right here. We got a new facelift, new look, everything. It's going down real big. Got to upgrade again, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm going to get down, you know what I'm saying? So y'all hold on. Just a quick second. Let me walk on over here. Okay. Just go transport a room real quick. Beam a couple of motherfuckers up, you know what I'm saying? Hey, wait, goddammit. I'm sorry. Sometimes y'all hit a button. It's just be pushing. That's my little counterpart getting in the way. You know what I'm saying? It's your punk ass. All right. Call us 813. Y'all in the building feeling dizzy? I know, because I had to beam you up on the show. Welcome to the show.
Bonjour.
Yeah. Excusez-moi.
Excusez-moi.
Hey, Krute, my brother, Queen my dog, too. How you doing? Oh, should I say?
Hanging out.
Oh, shit! I don't forget how to say. How you say? How are you?
Can you see me?
How are you?
Can I see you?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. I can't see you. We ain't on the video phones yet. You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't Beyonce up in here yet. You know, on the video phone.
I'm for arrogance. I just wanted to make sure I was locked in.
Oh, no. Yeah, you already know what time it is. Everybody, let's welcome to the show. This is the flavor of the year, of the month, of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's, I ain't going to put the other flavor at the end, because that ain't even going to sound right. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Hey, como allez-vous there, Miss Flavor?
I would like to say thank you very much to the host and the listening audience out there for tuning in, and to Smell It for providing this nice venue so we can get this country right. This is what's going on. New world aid domination. This is the new civil rights movement is going down. If America wants change, they got to bring it better than electing Obama.
Well, they got to do it better than electing anybody. Shit, if the people can't run themselves, then what the fuck the government going to do for you?
Well, I'm here to announce to all that we are the people. We are, who's the boss? We're the boss. It's America will wake up, understand that. This is why Humble Eric is up in the building to let them know what time it is, because they're sleeping and they need to be woke up. We elect politicians, we pay their salaries, and we need to start electing people that's for the people, by the people, and not who have special and hidden agendas.
Well, when we stop just electing motherfuckers, period, that's when everything will go right.
Well, that's not going to change. We must. Democracy was fought, and a lot of blood was shed for it, and it's still being shed for it. But what I'm trying to ponder, or if anyone in the listening audience, or you might can help me understand, is why do folks have to fight, shed blood for what's right? That's the saddest thing. Civil war. Now we got modern day civil wars. You know, America does not want equality, and if it does, why aren't we achieving it?
Well, that would be ending racism. So how we, you know, you can, because it ain't no racism anywhere else you go in this motherfucking world except for here.
Well, hatred and racism exist.
Two different things, though. Hatred is just is just a dislike for something. You know, when you racist against something, you are racist towards a certain, you know, really is ethnic. You know, you want to say racist against dogs and all that kind of shit, but our term of racism is when it comes down to the color barrier. A hatred for something is just shit. Motherfuckers hate people that's alive. That's why we got murders.
Well, no.
The fact that you're alive.
We have murder. We have all these negative things in life because that is man's natural nature. Because our natural nature should be love. But it's so hard to achieve that. We have more negative going on in the world than positive, so I think it's a testament to man's true natural nature. And that's what we as individuals have to work on within ourselves. God gave us free will. We're not animals. We're just above the animals.
We are animals. Why are we in animals? What makes us not animals?
Because God said it, we're just above. He made us just above. That is the animal. And I think the one distinction is that we have free will and animals have instinct.
Well, animals been surviving in this motherfucker just as long as humans have. And without them, we'd be done perished. Without dogs saving our motherfucking lives from wildlife and shit like that, off of their instinct just to attack, you know what I'm saying, and protect the master, we'll be fucked up.
Hey, I'm a clock.
Yeah, I hear you out and about. I hear you out and about somewhere. You out in the Tampa Bay area, riding around, taking care of business as usual, you know.
Pastor Hill, correctional, to get them in some encouragement, and I want to leave everybody.
All right. I heard half of that. But it's all good. Miss Flavor, call back in, woman, when you get a chance, you know what I'm saying, because your phone breaking up. You might be going through a tunnel or something. All right. Let me do something.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
No, because she just sitting there listening. So what we got to do, people, let me go ahead and get my little start here. Because y'all know what time it is, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Ashwood, man, how you enjoy this?
Award.
Goddamn award, the Underground Flame Awards.
Underground Flame, shout out to Crime City. Yeah,
2010
good,
Underground
man.
Flame. Oh, we're looking at the award. Thousand. What's on the CD? I was like, motherfucker, I don't know. Shit. Could
be
a new thing. Yeah.
Bentley, check this out, man. I want you to think about running the contest for your audience out there. You know what I'm saying? What's the number one money, wasteful money thing that's going on? Meaning, what do they see and observe out here? We got to get taxpayers to come up and identify what's going on out here so we can get it right. All
we mean we need to do the census plan like the census that they're sending out. So we just basically need a hood census and not a census that's reported back to us.
A hood census?
That ain't finna come and do nothing. Because, bitch, you already know you don't need a census to say that, goddamn it, we need some motherfucking strikes down our motherfucking roads and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that. You know. You know what I'm saying? Because every other neighborhood, apparently they don't know. Because that's why they got striped lines and shit. I mean, it don't take a census to understand it. It don't, you know, it really don't take a census to understand it. There's potholes all the way throughout goddamn the city of Tampa. So while you motherfuckers is spraying fake brick on the goddamn ground and shit, instead of putting some real motherfucking asphalt down, it don't take no census. You know what I'm saying? To correct that problem. I mean,
the $1 million prize. They spending all the people's money to be out all the people. All the people, they need to realize this. They got the right to vote. These vote. All the people can vote. They need to vote. Some people in. The homeless better rise up. The felons better rise up. They better get it together.
Are you driving right now? Cause your phone cutting in and out bad as hell. Into the building?
Yeah, no.
You
I'm
getting dressed. Oh.
I'm dressed to go into the prison. So I apologize if I'm coming in half behind. But I'm back at to keep up the good work. Love what you're doing. God bless.
All right, you know what time it is. You know, come back through. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for coming through the show, checking it out. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and beam off, y'all, before I get into this next cut. Because today... it's time to learn some motherfucking French fries, goddammit. And I'm talking about French. Not the Frenchie, the nigga with the tight red outfit on. You know what I mean? Appreciate you, Miss Flavor, for coming through, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I couldn't find them damn sound bites, though. The motherfucking Frenchie sound bites and shit. I don't know
hell
what
yeah.
The fuck happened to them. Needed them, though. Yeah, I needed them. But yeah, man, what did you end up? Did y'all end up going over to the Bobby Trench?
Oh, you talking about the crowbar?
Yeah.
Nah. I didn't get a chance to make it. Hitman was telling me about it, but I had to take care of something. So, yeah,
oh, okay. How did you say it went down?
Oh, I didn't even hear from them after that. Because he said they had a 20-minute set or something like that. Crowd City had a 20-minute set.
Oh.
So I had to speak to Hitman after that.
Oh. True that. Yeah, how about your lyricists of the year? Yeah.
Yeah, big shout out to the new artist. You got it. Yeah.
Now, where your boy was from, though? Where was he from?
I don't even know. It's his new cat. I've seen him before, but... I know he knew he came on the scene, so I seen him before, but I don't really know him like that.
Yeah.
But he must be going in. He got that lyricist, so.
Yeah, but not off of that song, you know what I'm saying? Not off of that song. Crib my nigga though, but not off of that song. I don't know if
they should
give
it to me again.
Hey, you know?
I don't think no artist did what I did, man. I don't think no artist went in like I went in last year, man.
Yeah.
But you got it. Congrats to him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You deserve it.
All right, y'all, because we've been slacking and slipping on our pimping, you know what I'm saying, with this language thing, man. So we got to go in full throttle today, you know what I'm saying, get this out of the way for a little minute. And, you know, got to learn the language, man. Got to know a little something. Just a little something. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to know everything. But you do need to know a little something just to get you by. And that's what the fuck we here for. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah. Let me go ahead and get this. Yeah, shouts out to Party Time, too, man. Shout, you know what I'm saying? Party Time up in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know, receiving the award for regular game entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I just happened to pop in that motherfucker. That shit there, it worked so crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because I left the house party. I had to set up at the house party. You know what I'm saying? You got the music and everything. Started the music. And then left. Drove all the way from Cross Fletcher. I was on 139th. You know what I'm saying? At the house party. Drove all the way from there. All the way to the goddamn upper level. You know what I'm saying? And then that's how I walked right in on the shit as he called my name. So that motherfucker say regular game entertainment. I'm walking up the motherfucker stairs.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that shit did crazy.
Tony.
Man. Shouts out to whole Crime City Records, man. Everybody out there doing 186 point dudes from California. It says hit him up at twitter.com/TheRealDA, The Real Goofy Bone. If you want to follow him, you know what I'm saying? Follow him on your, just had a dream that Goofy Bone. And, man, these motherfuckers too stupid, man. Oh, man.
What are you talking about?
Wow. From these motherfuckers from Millgate Walking, man. Oh, man, J. Will, fucking Alicia Neely. What the fuck? Hell, that's probably Miss P.I.G. And, P.I.G. called herself Platinum Goddess. Yeah, that's her gay ass. Oh, man. Boy, these motherfuckers got a lot of fucking time on their hands. I mean, these bitches go as far as to set up a whole goddamn Twitter page for a motherfucking dude, man. You don't think, bitch, we won't use that shit? Hell yeah. That's free fucking advertisement. Fuck it, I'm finna sign up right now. Goddamn right, I'm finna follow you. Shit, bitch, I'm a friend. Faggot ass motherfuckers, y'all don't do nothing. Y'all is fuel for our motherfucking motivation. Matter of fact, before we get into some language learning, man, let me go ahead and play this for you. It's all the Millgate Walking homeboys out there coming right back. See y'all how we do around here. We learn languages, bitches, while y'all around making fucking Twitter pages. Fucking crazy ass motherfucker. Yeah, it's Milwaukee. Coming right back, y'all. Start your smelly pants.
I didn't see a gun, just a bitch near, yapping his gums, yeah. With clothes so poor, looking like a Goodwill, but you know the nigga, his name is Jay Wills, giving Milwaukee a very bad name, that should be hung in that cemetery, cause niggas like you ain't worth a penny, within the building and your bitch Miss Piggy, looking like some jokes, looking like some clowns, trying to diss me, but you only made me laugh now, it's fucking funny looking at you scrawny niggas, my slingshot'll kill you, I don't need to pull no triggers, you niggas all so phony, would you be the fast ride? Nigga, go get a job for your homicide. Keep trying, I don't think they get it. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to diss me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. What the fuck is in the building? A scrawny nappy head nigga, now it's time to hurt feelings. Smoking on weed, trying to be cool. Bitch, I'll slap you, cause you a hoe too. A tiny little nigga trying to disrespect. Just one more nigga I gotta put in check. With my blue and white stripe on, looking like a zebra. Don't you know I'm a lion and I'll fucking eat ya. Niggas in the struggle better step up their game. You niggas are so broke, I didn't see a gold chain. Claiming Milwaukee, but you small like a jockey. In your bucket ass ride, nigga, come and stop me. You want a war? Nigga, you got it. get your bitch ass up out the closet and step up to me like a real man. And when you fall, you're out the building, man. Kid in Milwaukee, a very bad man. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Will's in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. And last but not least, we got a fat hoe. They call her Miss P.I.G. just to let you know. Bitch is hungry, she ate all the donuts. But she stinks, smelling like coconuts. With a dirty ass shirt she be wearing. And with that dog, bitch, who you scaring? I hope it's not me, cause I carry a gun. Step up with the mutton trick, you'll be done. Just one more fat bitch dead on the street. I had to handle my beat because it's so sweet. Having junior high kids clown on me, but they're crowning themselves a little wannabe. Jay Will's in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. Motherfuckers learn how to rap if you're gonna fucking attack somebody.
Kid in Milwaukee, a very bad man. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Will's in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E.
Yeah, what I was talking about, say the goddamn Bloodhound Gang and shit. I mean, you motherfuckers is dreaming. I just had a dream that DJ Smell So Good had his dick in my ass. It was so real. Are you motherfuckers serious? Y'all motherfuckers over. This is Miss PT. Are you serious? You dream about me fucking in your ass? What the hell is wrong with y'all? Oh, man, these motherfuckers, man. Oh, man. I don't know what's up with motherfucking Milgate Walking, man, but, yeah, man. Y'all got too much time in y'all motherfucking hands, you know what I'm saying? They make me...
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Fucking goddamn. Retards!
Yay!
Yeah, give him one. Fucking Milwaukee. What the hell, Ellen? Let's get our language on, y'all. You ain't studying no motherfucking faggot ass people from a place where niggas don't even drink that beer, man. We drink Milwaukee better. Alright, man. You crank my shit on up. Get into this motherfucking language of love. All right, today's language is French, brought to you in part by the Five Languages of Love. You can find that on Amazon.com. Also, French 2010, Learn a Language, and shit, what was the fifth one? I don't know. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr and look at the top and you'll see all the little sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Also, BYKI, www.byki.com. That's before you know it, where you can go and learn any language from A to Z, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? It's real. Shouts out to 186 Deuce. Goofy Bone up in the motherfucking building hanging out. San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Shouts out to Miss Flavor coming through. And doing what it do for the prisoners out there. She holding it down. You got Ashwood, no sleep. Motherfucking entertainment is in the building, peoples. And, yeah. This is what we do. All right, this is a review of last week's 13 words. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to review before we go on to the next step. You know what I'm saying? First words, put it on all the flip. First word is excuse me. And it's pronounced excusez-moi, E-X-C-U-S-E-Z, with a hyphen, M-O-I, excusez-moi. You can say it to yourself, people out there, just say it to yourself. And we say good morning. We say bonjour, B-O-N-J-O-U-R, or you say salut, S-A-L-U-T, which is hello. All right, then we get into how are you, and we say, como allez-vous, which is how are you? COMMENTALLEZ -VOUS with a question mark. And you don't say the como, you don't say the T. T is always silent. It's part of the next word, actually. So it's not silent, but it's not said as it's read. So you wouldn't say comment. Allez-vous is como tallez-vous. Como tallez-vous. If you need to go to www.byki to get your own, you know, pronunciation going on, they'll, you know, you can follow along right there. If not, then keep listening to my country ass. You might be fucked up. But you're going to learn something. That's real. Como tallez-vous. Come on, Tyler. How are you? All right, please is s'il vous plaît. S'il vous plaît. S apostrophe I L V O U S P L A I with T. And the I's got the little tilde mark over top of it. But the little side note says the sign with the little tilde mark over the letter I doesn't influence the pronunciation. So that means, you know, they're not, you don't stress the word I. You don't say si vous play it. You know what I'm saying? You just, it's just si vous play. Si vous play. And once again, you got the T at the end, which is always silent. You don't say si vous play. It's si vous play. Si vous play. Si vous play, which is please. Keep it rolling. We rolling, people. We rolling. 6-1. We getting to the 6-1. We. O-U-I. We. Is yes. Are we learning French today? Oui. Je m'appelle is my name is. Je m'appelle. Smells so motherfucking good. J-E space with a M. Little apostrophe. I might say, what the hell? No, it ain't apostrophe. Yeah, it is apostrophe. M apostrophe A-P-P-E-L-L-E. Je m'appelle. And I play it one more time. Everybody
can hear it.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle.
For all my slow people out there.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
All right, all right. We go. We're learning, learning, learning. Got to keep it moving, though. Got to keep it moving. And go ahead and get, let's get some, since we, you know, just got through with the little motherfucking Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying? Times of Valentine, happy times of Valentine to everybody. Happy days of Valentine. That's what the fuck I see. And, that's crazy, man. Goddamn, bitch dream about me fucking in her ass. What kind of shit is that? My bad, people. I'm having a goddamn shit over here, bitch. Thought she was fucking in her ass. Wow. That's crazy. All right. Let's say through, which is where is O-U with the little mark over top. S-E-T-R-O-U-V-E dot, dot, dot. Question mark. And I'll play it one more time. Who's say through? Where is the bathroom? Train station. Store. Bank. Where is? Weed man. You know what I'm saying? Where's the weed man? Let. Can you let me? I don't really think you want to be saying that too often around here. Led. L apostrophe A-I-D-E. Led. Which means help. But that's for the feminine form. Like you say that to a female. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, excuse me, can you let me? Can you let me? Alright. That means help me. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like you need directions. Je voudrais. I would like directions. You know what I'm saying? Je voudrais. I would like. or I would like a cup of coffee. Je voudrais a cup of coffee. J-E-B-O-U-D-R-A-I-S. Period. Je voudrais. All right, y'all. Yeah, like I am, long lay. That means English, goddammit. Long lay, do you long lay? L apostrophe A N G L A I S. Long lay. And let's get the little side note. In French, one usually does not pronounce the S at the end of words either. So where you see the word S here is at the end of the word, you don't say longlais. It's longlais. Longlais. All right. And one is U-N, un, hey, somebody hit you in the stomach. Give me more. No, stop hitting me, motherfucker. I was asking for one more, motherfucker. Oh. I don't know, I guess it sounded like they were fighting when they were, made them words. U-N-E is referring to a single item or one in the feminine form. All right, people, we going on, goddammit. Excuse me, motherfucker, we going on. Shit. Right. Going to the next step. What the hell, we going another list or the next step? All right, we got to play the guessing game, y'all. We was playing the guessing game. It's time to test your knowledge of what the word is. All right, here we go, here we go. Comment allez-vous?
What's that, how are you? I'm fine.
Let's find out. That's your final answer, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Comment allez-vous? Hey. Is how are you? He is correct.
How are you, right? Yeah, I can tell by that. You know what's funny about that? Comment that in Spanish is how are you, and in French
yeah,
they use that
bro.
Comment, that same comment.
Because
comment that is how are you in Spanish.
So
that comment allez-vous?
Telling it.
Comment allez-vous?
Telling it.
Yep, that como is como está in Spanish and como allez-vous in French.
Bitch, I just spelled this shit. What the hell? See, after this, you got to type this shit in after you done learned this shit. Oh, wait. Self report. There we go. Who said through? Period, question mark. Who said through? Oh, let me give you some music, man. Give you some motivational music, man. Give you some motivational music, people. Y'all, hold on. Let me set this motivational music. Who said through?
What's your name? Question mark?
With the question mark. Who said through?
What's your name?
All right. That's your final answer, sir.
My name is...
Who said through, I believe, is, I would like. Let's see who's right. What was your answer?
Say it again.
Who said through? What's your answer?
Oh, what's your name?
All right. And I'm going to say I would like. Let's see who's right. Ashwood versus smell so good. Yeah, we're both wrong. It's where is?
What was it?
Where is? Where is, like, where is the bathroom? Who said through? Yeah, we got it wrong. Fuck. Who said through? Where is? Alright. So what's where is? Where is with a question mark? What is that? Who said through? Alright, but let's keep moving on. Je m'appelle. The who? The Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle. How are you today? There's no question mark, right?
No.
Je m'appelle. It sounds familiar.
Je m'appelle.
Ring the bell. Somebody's ringing the bell.
Motherfucker, where we done heard some goddamn ring the bell at?
I heard bell.
All right, okay. We gotta teach the language every fucking day, boy. Cause this shit is, boy. This is funny shit. Je m'appelle. Well, let's get goofy bone. Let's see this motherfucker knows. Laughing at ourselves. Let's get a goddamn list going with all this shit. That's funny. Black people speaking French. Well, let's see if a Mexican can speak French. Goddamn it, shit. Fucking laugh.
Hell yeah. Well,
there, Captain.
Les incompétents.
No, we ain't motherfucking incompetent or lazy, motherfucker.
Hey, I'm glad you know that one, though.
And, yeah, y'all, hold on a second, man. Hold on.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
Oh, my man, I had to make that call to Moles. Make that call to Moles real
quick.
What's
up to my homeboy Ashwood, who traded in his German criterias to be a Frenchman? What's up, Ashwood?
Be a Frenchman.
New shit, new day. Yeah.
Hey, man, that's what
bonjour,
I'm saying.
Bonjour to you. Bonjour
hey,
to
bonjour
you.
To you, too, my brother.
That's real. Bonjour.
It smells so good.
Oui, madame.
Crouté to you smells so good, and crouté to you, Ashwood.
Yeah, Queen Madal, my brother. Yeah, Queen Madal. Je m'appelle.
Over here,
try that
Mexicans
one.
Say buenos dias and all that other bullshit, but don't even ask me because that's as far as I go.
El buenos tacos to you. Like, what? Oh, sir, that's not the language, sir. I don't where you get that from.
Bring those tacos to you.
Yeah, we don't bring the tacos around here. We don't bring the tacos. But Je m'appelle, man, you want to try that one? You know what that is?
How do you say it?
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
J-E-M-A-P-P-E-L-L-E. Je m'appelle. Hold on, let
everybody. Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle. What is that supposed to
mean? My name is.
Je m'appelle Goofy Bone.
Bam. Literally means I call myself. Je m'appelle. I got that right. Thank you. This one up for smell so good. This is smell against the world. Oh.
And I mean. The world.
Hey, man.
Hey, shout out to my homeboy Wilhelm for hooking me up with a fat ass sack for only $60. Shout out to the homeboy.
Ain't got no herb for 60, nothing. I ain't got no herb for $10 down here right now, man.
Shit, man. I got a deal of the century. Shout out to Wilhelm.
Wilhelm. All right, here we go. Je voudrais. Je voudrais. Je voudrais.
Wait a minute. Je voudrais.
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais.
Je voudrais. Je voudrais.
You beat the fuck out of me, because shit.
Then we need to do a whole goddamn review again. Shit.
What?
We're gonna do another review, man. We're gonna do a whole review. Man.
So what's up? They give you words and then they give you a review after it's done?
Yeah, I mean, when you first start out, you get a chance to recognize all the words. You can go and, you know, and put it on auto flip, and it'll show you all the cards and stuff and the meaning. You know what I'm saying? And then the next step, after you complete that step, a little star pop up and be like, da-da, you're done. And then it goes to another step. The second step is so it just pops up the word in French, and then you got to, you know what I'm saying, say it to yourself or thank it to yourself. And then just push the button, and it'll flip the card over to say, to tell you if you was right or not.
Oh, all right.
And then once you finish with that, it'll another star pop up, and then it'll go to the typing part. So it'll give you the English, but then you got to type the French in. You got to actually type, you know what I'm saying? So
you actually got to learn this motherfucking language. Ain't no cheating around that shit.
Yeah, no motherfucking cheater. By the time you get down to the fucking, what, fifth goddamn step, I think like five steps. You know, yeah, to the third step, but the second step, you got to go through French one time and then English one time. You know what I'm saying? So you got to actually type both times. So, yeah, that shit there, man, please. Yeah, it ain't.
Smells so good. Let's just put it this way. You learning.
You got to learn, brother. Got to learn.
Learning, brother.
Got to learn, brother. You know? All right, we're going through this shit one more time, goddammit. Shit. 13 cards, man. 13 cards. Auto flipping straight through it. Here we go. First one is, excuse me. Excusez-moi.
Excusez-moi.
Excusez-moi. Everybody heard that from Pepe Le Pew, you know what I'm saying? My name is Pepe Le Pew. Mon ami. Yeah, motherfucker used to be, oh, mon chéri. Whatever the fuck he keeps saying, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we was learning French through the goddamn cartoon. We just didn't apply the shit. You know what I'm saying? Skunk was teaching us some stanky shit. You know what I'm saying? But it was some real shit. But, yeah. Good morning is bonjour. Bonjour. B-O-N-J-O-U-R. Bonjour. Good morning. And you got hello. Salut. Salut is hello. S-L-A-U-T. Salut. How are you? Como allez-vous? C-O-M-M-E-N-T-A-L-E-Z-V-O-U-S. Please, et s'il vous plaît, S-I-L-V-O-U-S-P-L-A-I-T. S'il vous plaît. Yes, is oui. Oui, O-U-I, oui.
Je m'appelle.
My name is. Je m'appelle. Je m'appelle. My name is. Where is the bathroom? Where is whatever? Où se trouve? Où se trouve? O-U-S-E-T-R-O-U-V-E. To get help from a female is L-A-A, laid, let. And I would like a piece of toast. Is you, je voudrais, I would like.
Longley,
do you speak English? Longley, do you speak English? Like you get hit. Is the number one, referring to the number one. And then you got in, which is referring to a single object. Like, I want, I need to speak to you in, you know what I'm saying, one moment. You know what I'm saying, in moment. You know what I'm saying, I want to speak to you one moment. Bam, and that's the 13 cards, all right? Everybody got that, right? I know I went super slow on everything.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Everybody ready? Get the news started.
Hey, it Ashwood is here, so cheers.
I'm ready.
Hey, Ashwood, man, you better tell Smell So Good to send me that song. I love that song to death. But, you know.
I sent it to
Dan.
I'll
pull it up. There you go.
Savvy J got it. I thought I sent it to you too.
Oh, if you drop me an email, I'll send it to you. Okay, brother. I'll do that. Yeah, email on your MySpace, right?
Okay, my email is btr_goofybone@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Or you can Twitter him.
Oh, yeah. Maria Cook. You can Twitter me at twitter.com/DARealGoofyBone, and you'll see my fat ass in the background.
Fat as hell. You see the comments where motherfuckers want somebody to suck their dick. Wow, man, y'all some real fags in Milwaukee, man.
That's what I'm telling y'all.
Then PG talking about something. She had a dream about me fucking her in the ass. Like, what the hell? I don't hit raw meat, especially cows. Can't be hitting no motherfucking bulls from the back. What the hell kind of shit is that, baby?
I thought these niggas died, but obviously.
I thought they was dead. I thought, you know, that was Eddie, my bad. I thought the earthquake hit Milwaukee. You know what I mean? Hit Milwaukee. You know, took their punk ass off the map because, shit, y'all is just a disgrace, man. Y'all is a disgrace to the whole Milwaukee's best chain of beers and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all is a disgrace to the beer company, man. And the Milwaukee Bucks.
The greatest team that ever played.
Yeah. I didn't even plan in the shit. Is there still a Milwaukee Bucks out there? They still got a team? I ain't even heard from them in years. I mean in years. Yeah. They probably playing high school ball now and shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, we can't compete in the NBA. We're going to go up to the high school circuit. Y'all can play with the college kids. No, we want high school. Fuck that. Who said through with a question mark?
Who said through?
Who said through?
Beat the fuck out of me.
Who said through?
What happened?
What the fuck was that for? I don't know the dramatic music.
Well, if you don't answer it right, hey, Smell, if you don't answer it right, you get that fucking sound effect.
You get the sound. Dun-dun-dun. Get the hell up out of here. Get the hell up out of here, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no ladies on here. I tell them to get the stepping, too. Get the stepping, bitch. Oh. Walk it on out. Walk it out. Do the uncle, whatever the fuck. Walk it out. All right. Got that. Shut the fuck up. Sorry about that, y'all. Damn, goddamn shit. Who said through? Who said through, man? Who said through? Come on now, somebody. Three brains working here. Who said through? Who said through?
You're saying Jose who? That's what you sound like.
Greetings to you. Greetings to you.
Who said through?
Don't know. Come on, man. I'm
with a question
Indian,
mark.
I don't even
with
speak
a question
Spanish.
Mark.
You actually expect me to speak some French today?
Who said through? With a question mark. Educated guess. Anybody. Educated guess.
That's how are you?
No. I know that. Es como tal es vos. Come on, tell the boys, how are you? Who said through?
How you doing?
We just said, come on, tell the boys, how are you? Can't be that. It's got to be something else. Man, I know I should have broke it down in the question because we only had three different questions. And one of them I would like. One of them's where is, and the other one is how are you? Them your three to choose from.
Okay, wait. I think it's where you is.
A, B, or C. A is I would like. B is where is. C is how are you.
B. Where are you? Yeah, where are you?
Is that your final answer?
Where are you? Final answer. Where are you? Where the hell you at?
All right. Fate of the world revolves in y'all hand. Are we gonna get blowed the fuck up? All right, we're still here, goddammit. It means where is, like, where is the bathroom? Where is the weed man? Who say through the weed man? Where is the weed man? Where is? Who say through? Where is? All right, good job, dude. Good job. No, motherfucker. Bonjour. I'll slap everybody right now. You missed this motherfucker. Pow! Virtually, that is.
Bonjour means good morning. No, it means how are you?
It
no,
means
bonjour.
Both.
You said but.
You're both right.
Oh, okay.
You're both right. The word bonjour also means hello and can be used at any time of the day. Bonjour. But it's a common greeting to say good morning. Okay. Bonjour. Salut. S-A-L-U-T. Salut. Yeah, that's got to be anyway. What happens when you salute somebody? What are you doing?
Shit. I haven't seen an official in a long time, so I never salute.
Yeah, well, even with a bird, what you doing? You shoot a motherfucking bird, what you doing? You're giving them some kind of formal greeting, right?
Yeah.
Well, it means hello. Salute.
Hey, man.
Sometimes you hear when they, you ain't never heard motherfuckers, before they toast the glass, they say salute.
Yeah.
Bam, there you go. All right.
Well,
that's
hello. What it's here, so cheers.
Salute.
Salute.
Now, it also is a catch-22 phrase, though, because it can also mean goodbye. So you can say salute when you come, and then you can say salute when you're going.
Oh, it's like the Hawaiians. They say aloha to hello and aloha to bye.
No. It's like French,
okay.
Goddammit.
Okay, no, I'm just... Man, come on, I'm Mexican. Don't be mad at me.
Same shit. But you are correct. Use through. He's back. Use through.
Use through is...
What happened?
Fuck, I forgot that bitch.
Who said through? What a question mark.
Where you at?
Close.
Where you at?
Close.
Where you at?
Hold on, Jessica.
The store. The bathroom.
No, I seen my homegirl. Yeah.
What?
I look like that.
What the hell is you talking about?
His homegirl.
Like, what? The oof and through? That ain't what the fuck that means. You where are y'all, man? It's where is, people. Y'all got it. Y'all saying where is that anyway? But
so where is?
Where
like
is?
Say,
it's like,
if I say, who said groove smells so good? It's like, where is DJ smell so good, right?
Yeah. Who say through? He say through, like saying true. Who say through, or through, like saying going through. Who say through? Who say through? Who say through? God damn, who the hell is debugging the phone and shit?
Damn, that's not me.
Hello? Ashley, what you on the moped?
What's up, girl?
Take on the moped, trying to holler all that hoes and shit.
Okay.
He got a bicycle with the can on the back of the tire and shit. That's what fucking me up, man. What, you about a construction store zone or something?
I don't know.
Motherfucker got a metal detector on him and shit. Like,
hey, Smelly, I'll call right back. I gotta go take a drive, so I go smoke something real quick, because I can't smoke at this place, my man.
Oh, yeah, well, let me go ahead and play your theme song then, brother, because know what you got to do. Yeah. Oh, let me beat him off first. We'll play the action.
Yeah, you gotta beat me off, brother. I'll call right back.
Edward, going down, ladies and gentlemen.
Later.
You call him right back. That's Mr. Goofy Bone. Je m'appelle Goofy Bone. Yeah, all my callers done dropped the golf. I don't know what the hell just happened. But, bonjour. Salute. One of them to y'all, motherfuckers. Salute. Yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to still continue on. We got another 4 minutes till we get into the motherfucking news. Of course, we got another news of the day coming up right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's continue on, man. And last but not least, we got UN. UN. Which is referring to the number one. UN. UN. Finish these out. Salute. Salute. It's hello or goodbye. It's a double meaning. Salute. S-A-L-U-T. Salute. All right. Salute. Hello. Also means goodbye. Je m'appelle. Smells so good. DJ smells so good. Je m'appelle. My name is. Je m'appelle. Smelly. You know what I'm saying? Like Eminem. My name is. I'll just bullshit. Je m'appelle. My name is. Yeah. Je m'appelle. Je voudrais. I would like a piece of bread. Je voudrais a piece of bread. It's my final answer. That's what I'm talking about. I would like, people. Je voudrais. Hell, fuck no. Why would I sit up here and cheat to my goddamn self? I got the fucking answer. He cheating. How the fuck I'm a cheat? I'm teaching the goddamn lesson. What shit is that? Je voudrais. I would like. Je voudrais. I would like. That is je voudrais. Right. Je voudrais. All right. Tomorrow, je voudrais. Une is referring to a single item. Like, I would like une taco, you know what I'm saying? But you're referring to, not a number. You're not trying to count to one. You know what I'm saying? You want one of a certain thing. You know what I'm saying? One car wash. Une. U-N-E. Une, which is one. Oui. And we always heard that. Oui, mon ami. Oh. From the little skunk, you know what I'm saying? Pepe Le Pew. And oui is yes. Oui. Led. Asking a female, you know what I'm saying, for directions or something, you know what I'm saying? Can you led me, please? Led. Which is help in the feminine form. Led. L-A-I-D-E. Led. Or L apostrophe A-I-D-E. Led. Salute. Hello. Goodbye. Comment allez-vous? How are you? C-O-M-M-E-N-T. A-L-L-Z-E-Z. Hyphen B-O-U-S. Comma. Comment allez-vous? How are you? Como te alevo? Or you can also say, como que va? Como que va is the less formal way of saying the same thing. Como que va? You know what I'm saying? Como que va? Or como te alevo? Je voudrais. Which is, you already, when you even saying it, it sounds like I would like. You know what I'm saying? Je voudrais. I would like. I would like a piece of toast. Je voudrais. Right. And we're going to get into one last one, man, and then we're going to get into you already. know. Usetru. That's what I'm wondering too. Where is everybody? Usetru. Goofy Bone. Usetru. Ashwood. Usetru. A Flavor. Usetru. Yeah, I'm tripping. Tripping like a motherfucker. But where is? Yeah, man. And that's going to conclude today's first part of language learning, man. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored part by BYKI.com. That is Before You Know It. You know what I'm saying? The best language learning program out there. And you know what time it is. Get it working. All right, people. Put your watches on because BS is... It's time to take on off into the atmosphere. It's time for another news of the day, goddammit. Yeah. Everybody know what time it is? Everybody know what time it is? Yeah. You know what time it is. Time for the news, goddammit. Another news of the day is brought to you part by anothernewsoftheday.com for all your wild, crazy, off the wall motherfucking news. You make sure you go there. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Background music, you know what I'm saying? Let me beam the dog back up before we get into the news. And then we'll get the background music on and popping, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, y'all, it is Valentine's Day after sales.
Or your job, it's about having good friends, a nice car, and nailing as many women as possible. That's why I choose Boosh Cologne.
Oh,
and Cologne stems from the Roman Empress Agrippina, who'd sleep with anyone. I know, I did, and I'll sleep with you too. God, I love myself. I smell great.
Boosh Cologne. Get your sperm swimming.
Yeah. Oh, man, that shit always trips me the fuck out. Get your sperm swimming. All right, people, this is being warmed up. We'll get to the next one. All right, welcome back. Mi amigo, mijo. Something one of them words. Yeah. There you go. Today's background music was Two Man Army, the official Two Man Army. Check them out at officialtwomanarmy.com or myspace.com/ the official Two Man Army 112. And if I could find the goddamn, that was a short smoke, brother. What the hell happened?
Oh no, I'm smoking it right now.
Oh, you must be in the car then.
Yeah, I'm in the back seat of the Charger, chilling at the laundromat, just chafing, about to go holler at this little fine-ass Asian chick who keeps staring at me. And she's smiling, too. I mean, she's not staring like you. You are a ruckus to the world. She's staring like, damn, hey, what's up? And I'm in my pajamas, too.
Well, tell her one thing for me. Get loose, chick. Get loose. Yeah. All right, y'all. We taking this thing on over here, too. Family Guy. You ever watch that show?
Yeah.
With the
dog, right?
Yeah, and all that shit. Well, Family Guy creators are jerks. Yeah. Former vice presidential candidate, who the fuck cares? Sarah Palin's family. On Tuesday said the creators of American animated show Family Guy were heartless jerks after the show appeared to mock Palin's Down Syndrome son in an episode. My dad's an accountant and my mom's the former governor of Alaska, the mentally disabled character said, without mentioning any names. So what?
Hey, if you're going to throw your business out there, you're going to get caught.
Yeah, family, I mean... You all in the goddamn in the thing, you know what I'm saying? With your son holding him all, so the world can damn fucking see and shit. You know, I mean, hell, we need to see that shit. And so fucking what? He got a disease. A lot of people got fucking diseases. They ain't putting their baby all on the goddamn TV trying to get some fucking public outcry for them and shit. It's fucked.
I know. It's like, oh my God, Sarah Palin's son is deformed. Everybody send her money.
Nah,
You got kids with autism that could have never had autism if they would have took their pills. But
right.
Shit just happens now, doesn't it? Look at Boogies. He's got autism.
Okay. Let's go to Pennsylvania, people.
Come on, bro.
Word. Things people will say, boy, they get attention these days. I tell you. Let's go to Broome Mall, Pennsylvania, man. Shouts out to Easy Rider. We somewhere around this area. I've been reading about this chick a couple of times. Woman already on trial for stealing. Yeah, steals more. I think it's the same chick that walked into the goddamn courtroom, you know what I'm saying, the day she was supposed to be sentenced with more of the goddamn stolen jewelry on from the chick. Like, bitch, is you serious? A woman already awaiting trial in Montgomery County for stealing from her former employer is under arrest again. Yeah, this time she's accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry from QVC. Jennifer John went to work for QVC a few months after she was released on bail for allegedly stealing more than $250,000from a management company.
Wait a minute, QVC? You mean like the auctioning? Like?
Yeah, on TV. Ain't that the motherfuckers be on TV?
Well, what's she look like? Is she a blonde?
No, I ain't got no picture of her.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm wondering who... I don't think she was on the TV
all the time
though.
When I was high, because sometimes they have some cool shit.
But I'm saying I don't think she was on the TV. I think she was probably one of the motherfuckers just in the background.
Oh, and the folk handling all the folk. Oh,
it's something. Damn, but she had access to all that goddamn jewelry to be able to steal the first time $250,000. And y'all let her come back? What the fuck kind of shit is that though?
Hey, but wait a minute. Let me just say this for once. My homegirl M-Fung Media, she bought a diamond off them, and then she took it to go get appraised and shit, and they sold her a bunk one.
What?
Yeah. It wasn't QVC. It was the HSN, the Home Shopping Network.
Home Shopping Network. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to watch them motherfuckers, too, now, because they...
Yeah, and M-Fung, she fucking took... thing on them, and they paid her the cash back, and then plus they got her a fucking fat ass rock.
Damn.
And that was the rock she was supposed to get married to until her fucking faggot ass husband, or whatever the fuck you want to call the motherfucker, pulled that shit on her, man. Shout out to him, fun.
That's real. Child, boy, toy, him, fun, shit.
Yeah.
Everybody don't know the story is some real bullshit. But much love to the, you know what I'm saying, to M-Fong holding it down, doing a bid, man. All good girls love bad guys, you know. That's real. All right, y'all, we're going across the USA where Dance Like Grandmas is watching. Okay. Across the nation, public schools have been putting the brakes on grinding, also known as freak dancing, where partners repeatedly rub their pelvises together in a sexually suggestive manner. Some schools have canceled dances altogether. Oh, okay, so they're telling you to dance like grandma's watching. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, your grandma, when your grandma was washing your hair, y'all wasn't even holding hands while you was on the dance floor. But when she turned up back, oh, it was on a bobbing. Bow, bow, take that. Bow, bow. You know, that's how we do. Well, hey, we in good old Tampa, Florida. Boy, that's the first time for everything, huh? Y'all already know how we roll, though. I'm going to tell you one thing about Tampa. If I'm reading some news about this shit, it's drug-related, stripper-related, or old people-related. Or tourist-related. One of them four categories. That's all we got. We ain't got shit else. So, Talk about taking the show on the road. Deja Vu, a gentleman's club located on East Adamo Drive, has started driving what it calls the stripper mobile around town. That's what I'm talking about. The stripper mobile is a large truck with plexiglass sides featuring a stripper pole and dancers inside.
That's
sort of like a
peep
show on wheels. Down up, see that? But we got that. It's called the fucking party bus.
No, but I mean, this one is just straight for strippers.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
No, the
but see, now the idea that I had was hire you some strippers, get you about 5 strippers, and then charge niggas, you know what I'm saying, $50 to come on that bitch, and it's, you know what I'm saying, balls to the walls on that motherfucker.
San Jose, and they got busted.
They did?
They got busted.
Damn. Well, just as soon as that shit's in the news, you guarantee that shit gonna be shut the fuck down.
Oh, hell.
If they was just riding around, you know what I'm saying, you know, late night getting a little grind on, they would have been straight. Now, crackers gonna be all on their motherfucking heads, man. They ain't gonna let that shit happen. Shit, that's called mobile prostitution, bitch. I don't give a fuck how you wanna call it and dress it up. Bitch.
They got them for prostitution.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
They got them for prostitution.
Now, let's go on over here to Georgia, y'all. Where doctors learn some drugs are fishy. Yeah. A group of family physicians in Georgia were surprised to learn that many of their diabetes patients had stopped taking a well-known medicine called metformin because it smelled like dead fish. Yeah, according to a clinical observation published Monday in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Right. In the ass of internal medicine, right? Oh, man, y'all. That's an inside joke, I guess. Anal medicine? Anal? Okay. Let's go over to North Dakota, people. What's in Hazleton? Has anybody ever been to Hazleton? Anybody ever been to motherfucking North Dakota? Shit. Who the fuck ever been to
North Dakota?
I mean, to the Dakotas, period, you know? But a family gives up on small town. Yeah. Tiny North Dakota towns' promise of cash and free land lured only one family from out of state. Now, Michael and Jeanette Tristani and their 12-year-old twins are trying to move from the town without a traffic light back to Miami. The family found a clicky community that treated them like outsiders. Now, bitch telling you free land and free cash?
So I didn't get that. Say that again.
They paid a, they I guess they send out an ad. Or, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, you know they do that shit talking about come out to our fucking estate and look at our property and you can move out here and shit. And they got a bunch of acres and shit. And you can come out there, pick you a plot, and then, you know what I'm saying, build your house out there. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is they offer them free land and free cash in order to move there. They try to build the town up. When they get there, these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, flip the script and want to act like assholes, basically. You're from New York City.
They use their hospitality and sort of define an innkeeper or some shit like that.
Fuck the mole, that would it be.
I mean, can you hear me or am I just talking to myself?
No, that's Ashwood with the goddamn space phone and shit.
Yeah, I'm in a spaceship. In a spaceship.
Space.
Yeah, space phone.
So yeah, that's the spaceship.
That's my thrusters, man. Y'all don't hear my fucking thrusters, man? Shit.
I'm traveling
I'm
around
fast right now. Hey, let's go over here to motherfucking. You know. Let's go over here to Canada, man. Support our troops. Not allowed. Okay. Trouble is brewing over United States ice hockey goalie Jonathan Quick and the Support Our Troops slogan on his helmet. Slogans of this sort are banned under Olympic rules, and Quick will be told to remove it, the International Ice Hockey Federation has told Reuters, which is one of the international reporting agencies. Yeah, I guess so, because you know what I'm saying,
hey,
that the Olympics is every fucking country.
Like Arabics or you know, the Muslims going over there saying 9/11 was meant to be or some shit like that on their
Yeah, at the Olympics and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
just,
at the Olympics,
you just ain't from the, you know, bitch ain't even let you get away with that shit. So that's the same sense. On that one, I understand. Some shit I don't, but that one, I understand. You got to take that off, brother.
Hey,
some
shout out to the Olympics,
as,
all the Olympians and all that other shit. Man, I was watching the chicks. I was watching the chicks going downhill, and there was like a bunch of little bumps and shit. Man, some of them hoes ate hard shit. And when I say hard shit, I mean face first sand at a fucking 45 miles an hour. Hard shit. And these bitches got up like it ain't no thing. Shout out to all the Olympic hoes out there.
I know I've been watching it. Venus and Serena, goddammit. Ow. Ooh. I'm talking about kicking ass. Get it, girl. But let's take this thing on around the world, y'all. Who's going over here to Geneva?
Where we going?
Geneva.
No. Around the where?
Oh, the world. And I mean the world.
The world.
Gotta take y'all around the world, man. All right. Well, Libya bars visitors in bizarre dispute. Yeah. Libya is refusing to issue visas for visitors from nearly every European country, which, hey, I'd keep the white folks out too if you were smart. And a bizarre escalation of a dispute that began when Swiss authorities arrested the son of Muammar Gaddafi on suspicion of beating up his servants. Why the fuck do y'all got anything to do with me beating up on my people? Bitch, this ain't Libya. You ain't in Libya. That's Switzerland. Man, that's hard there. They done barred everybody, though. That's some shit. When a bitch bar you from coming into their shit. Man. But niggas can come over there. Benjamin and Goofy both step off and that bitch like, what's happening? I got visas, bitch. I ain't from the European. I ain't European. Shit. I'm one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm a sand nigga just like everybody else. That's what they want to call you. You know, fucking sand niggers. Matter of fact, let me play my racist music. Gotta love rednecks out there. That's what I'm talking about. Snoop Doggy Dog. We back over here in Easy Rider Land, man, where TSA makes 4-year-old take off leg braces. Damn. That is, now, this is some crazy shit, y'all. The screener told the parents to take off the boys' braces. Yeah, the Thomases were dumbfounded. I told them he can't walk without them on his own, Bob Thomas said. He said he'll need to take them off. Ryan's mother offered to walk him through the detector after they removed the braces. No, the screamer replied, the boy had to walk on his own. How the fuck are you going to make a 4-year-old child walk without his goddamn needed leg braces? That's a lawsuit. I wish I would have been there, because that's a motherfucking lawsuit. That's discrimination off top.
Damn. I wish I could sue them motherfuckers for using my beautiful face infringement.
Oh, the fag nation. The fag nation is shit.
Oh, man. Hey, they did a good job, though. I got to give it that. That really does look like me if I was like 300 pounds.
You know what I'm saying?
Stuck in a box.
Let go and shit, or fucking around with Miss P.I.G.
Oh, believe me.
You would look like that. Watch Gay Will and the other nigga. They all gonna be looking like that.
Hey, they got a new album coming out called The Justice League. And they talk about me with Transformers and shit. Fucking.
I was gonna say,
y'all comic book hero cocksuckers need to just split, alright? Fuck. But, anyways.
Roll Tide! Fucking right. Roll Tide! All right, y'all. We got it. Damn, why the fuck are we staying in Canada so goddamn much? All right. Well, let me rub my hood then. Fuck it. Cause that's where we at. Goddamn Canada, y'all. A lot of shit's going on over here. Because doctor says it's time to kill the old people. Nobody said what the fuck? Okay. Yeah, euthanasia is already a reality in Quebec hospitals. The president of the Federation of Quebec Medical Specialists told a National Assembly committee yesterday, but doctors are aware they can be charged with murder if they administer a palliative sedative before a patient is on his or her last breath. Dang. Oh, folks, y'all better watch out going to the hospital. They trying to kill you, goddammit. They were like, shit, bitch, we need to make room. Damn, fucked up. Don't go to Canada and go to the hospital, y'all. Y'all get your ass euthanized. All them big words mean they're going to kill you, bitch. Stick ya. Ah. All right. We in Chi-Town. We in Obama land. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to President Obama on President's Day yesterday. They didn't do anything, but shouts out to him. Chicago, Illinois, where vet faces jail time for taking daughter to church. A veteran of the war in Afghanistan could find out today if he'll get jail time for taking his daughter to church in defiance of a Chicago family court order obtained by his estranged wife. Oh, okay. The Honorable Edward R. Jordan imposed a 30-day restraining order forbidding Joseph Reyes from exposing his daughter to any other religion than the Jewish religion. What kind of gay shit is that? Alright. That's gay, people. Just letting you know, that's gay. Yeah. But, you know, hell, you gonna tell a person what religion, you know what I'm saying, they can... You know how they siblings motherfucking learning shit. That's the problem right there, people. I'm always trying to use religion as a motherfucking mental mind control and power control. So always watch that. Let's finish this up because we're over here in Washington D.C. Did anybody get their sentences in the mail yet? You got yours, Goof.
You know what?
You know what?
No, I didn't. It probably burned down with the house.
Yeah.
Unless y'all send it to the P.O. Box 270054 San Jose, California, which is Straight Loke Records, then of course I probably didn't get it.
Well, your money, U.S. Census preparations. Wasted millions. Yeah. The Census Bureau wasted millions of dollars in preparations for its 2010 population count, including thousands of temporary employees who picked up $300 checks. Damn, I wish I could have been there. Without performing work, and others who overbill for travel costs.
To what?
For travel costs.
Wait a minute. They're giving you free money just to be there?
Just to be there.
Where the fuck did my magazine ass have to fucking be here? I could have been over there getting free cash.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Fuck.
That's terrible.
I don't know what the hell going on. Hey, well, how far is Washington? Well, that's a long ass way. Ain't that long little ways from where you at?
Where?
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., man, that's close. You're closer to me.
Oh, man. Well, check this out, y'all. Let's go to Nahunta. Hell nah, Nahunta, Georgia. No, well, I'm a hunter, a couple of these niggers, and, yeah. In the Huntsville, Georgia, man, where the Ku Klux Klan plans a rally. Yeah, Ku Klux Klan is planned for this small southeast Georgia city, and the mayor is urging people to go about their business. The Knight Riders of the Ku Klux Klan has a permit for a rally in the Hunter, about 35 miles east of Brunswick in Brantley County.
Hey, where are you from, homeboy? I'm from the Hunter.
The Hunter. Hell no. Nah. What y'all do there? We just a hunter niggas, yeah. Man, please.
And I'm a hunter west.
Damn.
Fucking sound like fucking, what's his name? Elmer Fudd and shit. I'm gonna get that pescably rabbit. I'm gonna hunt that pescably rabbit.
Why the fuck we can't stay out of Canada? God damn, Canada, y'all got fucking the drama of the damn month right now.
Shout out to the handicapped kid on the Degrassi Junior High, Drake, Canada.
What happened?
Oh, you didn't know Drake was in Degrassi Junior High, The Next Generation or some shit like that on Nickelodeon?
Oh, well, being that I don't watch Nickelodeon,
Well, I don't either, but somebody informed me, so I have to inform you.
Oh, well, shout out to Drake. I knew he was from Canada. I ain't know all...
Yeah, yeah. Canada, hell yeah. Canadian. Canadian rapper.
Oh, y'all been in Canada, y'all, where Romney, yeah, is assaulted on a flight. Uh-huh. You may remember Mitt Romney, the former Republican governor of Massachusetts, was physically assaulted Monday by a fellow passenger on a flight from Vancouver, Canada, to good old Los Angeles, Cali.
Wait a minute. I don't understand how the fuck you could fight on planes. Everybody just sits down and minds their own business. You know what I mean?
Romney, a 2008 presidential candidate and a potential 2012 contender, probably not now, asked a passenger who was seated and reclining in front of his wife and to move his seat upright during takeoff, which you're supposed to do that anyways. That's what the motherfucking steward bitch gonna tell you. Your shit's supposed to be in an upright position before takeoff.
Yeah.
So you done got his ass whooped.
Got his ass.
Yeah.
Oh man, poor
Rob. Thinking I turn around and motherfucking, you know that was somebody from LA on the plane then. I turn around, cracker, you crazy. Your punk ass up. Fuck that bitch too. And then put his seat back even further and shit.
Hey, man, really? You got to beat me out of here. I forgot I got Fat Tuesday on 186. Deuce the Worldwide Radio Show.
Oh, shit, yeah, I'm over in your damn, I'm in your time, too. We're going to simulcast for the next 30 minutes. We have to go over to your shit.
Okay.
That'll work.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, but I gotta go start it, so beam me
right
down.
You go ahead and beam the homeboy. I don't let my mess get homeboy up out of here. And thank you, homie, for hanging out at the Shizzy Dope. Y'all go hang out after this here. 186.2 land. Peace. My old boy Goofy and Bone going over to set up Straight Low Rockers. The 186.2. Yeah, man. That's another show right here live. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and let him crank it up. And we'll simulcast. You know what I'm saying? Live on his show. And we'll be in California. So we're going to go from Florida all the way over to California, man. And, yeah, that's how we do it. So let me finish this up real quick before we go on over, though. And, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. This is my travel music. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-boop-boop-boop-boop. Scooby-do-boop-boop-boop. Scooby-boop-boop-boop-boop. I know it sounds like the McDonald's commercial and shit. You know what I'm saying? Crime City Records, this is Krill in the background, y'all. Going down real big. We're in Mount St. Helens, Washington, where, wow, a climber falls into St. Helens' crater. Damn. A climber has fallen into the crater at Mount St. Helens. Yeah. Under Sheriff Dave Cox says a helicopter that does contract work for the U.S. Geological Survey spotted the climber on a steep slope near the bottom of the crater. Yep, but was unable to pick him up. Your ass is going to die, brother. Fucked up. Die inside a volcano. Damn. Should have been up there. I don't know what the fuck motherfuckers just be climbing over shit they shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Let me look inside here. Let me. Might be something in there for me. Get your ass blow the fuck up. Hell no. All right, let's go on over here to NY, y'all. We in New York City. New York City? Yeah. We're, Miss Sweetie Love. You know what I'm saying? Is up there chilling. And a failed marriage proposal, yeah, was a hoax. Sources with New York's Madison Square Garden said a failed marriage proposal during the Rangers Lightning game was a hoax. The video depicts the woman becoming angry at the proposal and storming off while the man chases her out of the stands. Yeah, right. You gonna interrupt the motherfucking hockey game for that bullshit? Get your ass whooped. Interrupt the motherfucking hockey game. We trying to motherfucking win some money. Man, like a motherfucker. Yeah, you already know, man. Captain boards whaling ship to conduct a citizen's arrest. Yeah, right. At 6:30 hours, Sea Shepherd Captain Peter Bethune, should be Buffoon, of the vessel Addie Gill, which was sunk by the Japanese security ship Shannon Maru II, boarded the whaling ship to conduct a citizen's arrest of the skipper of the Shannon Maru II. Captain Buffoon boarded the whaling ship under cover of darkness from a jet ski as the Shonan Maroon 2 was traveling at 14 knots in the Southern Ocean. Now, I'm going to have to read some more into that because I want to know if he got his dumb ass whooped by the Chinese people or not. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck wrong with you? Get your dumb ass off our boat. Let's see what happened. Do 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 do. Captain Buffoon boarded the whaling ship. Blah blah blah. 14 knots. His first attempt failed when he fell into the frigid waters. But despite this, the crew of the Shonan Maru 2 failed to see him, and he successfully boarded the whaler without detection. Captain Buffoon's is breaching the security of the whaling fleet security vessel remained undetected for 1.5 hours. At 8:00 hours, once the sun had risen, Captain Buffoon, a.k.a. Buffoon, calmly knocked on the bridge wing door, entered the wheelhouse, and presented himself to the captain of Shonan Maru 2, where he informed the skipper that he was under arrest for the sinking of the Sea Shepherd ship Addie Gill on January 6, 2010. All radio communication with Peter Bethune ceased, yeah, at 0805, and the Shonan Maru did acknowledge that Bethune was on board, but the Sea Shepherd ship, Steve Irwin and Bob Barker, continued to pursue the Japanese whaling ship Nishin Maru eastward across the Southern Ocean. The ships are presently south of Australia's Heard Island. What the fuck happened to the captain, though? Because that's what I want to know. Dumbass, jump your stupid ass on the damn boat. What the hell happened? Japanese skipper, blah, 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 blah. Captain also has a bill for $3 million to present to the master. The bill is for the cost of replacing. Okay. Captain demanding surrender himself to Sheepbird to take to the port. We'll make it clear that we wish to without Captain. It's an impossible mission. Boarded a high speed toward Darnit, reached Spite. Blah, blah, squash, blah, splash. Fuck that. Motherfucker gonna jump over here and give these bitches a bill. Yeah, motherfucker, well, white folks do some crazy shit.
Yes, sir.
He done jumped on board this goddamn ship to serve this motherfucker with a bill. Is y'all motherfuckers crazy? I know what you was going through. Crime City Records, money on my mind, bitch. That's what he was going through, man. Hey, crazy. I was gonna slap the shit out of his ass. See this dumb motherfucker coming on board, talking about some citizens' arrest. That's a bitch. That's like holding a damn mall security badge. You know what I'm saying? Like you're under arrest. Bitch, you gonna get those dumb ass out of here? Yeah. Anyways, let's go to Ohio, y'all. We're in Aquila. Aquila, Ohio, where an unemployed man, builds a four-room igloo in his front yard. A four-room igloo. God damn. An Ohio man who built a four-room igloo in his front yard wanted to go all out, furnishing it with a flat-screen TV and a surround sound stereo. Jimmy Gray says he's been out of work for almost a year and needed a project to stay busy. Damn, that's where all your unemployment money went to? Fucking blocks? That's some cool shit, though. You know what I mean? Pretty sure that's some cool shit. Pretty sure you're going to have a cheap-ass electricity bill, too. Shit. That's harder than a bitch. Think about the energy saving costs and all that. You know what I'm saying? And they'll probably tell them to take it down, crash that shit down. Let's go on over here to L.A., though, Los Angeles, California. Yeah, well, guess who goes on a date to McDonald's on Valentine's Day? Yeah, agent Jason Trawick took girlfriend Britney Spears to McDonald's for Valentine's Day. Oh, bullshit. The couple, who have been dating since the spring of 2009, were spotted at a drive-thru in Los Angeles Sunday afternoon. What the fuck is you? Y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. But you can take the damn, you know, you can take the motherfuckers out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out the motherfuckers. You can take the goddamn motherfuckers out the trailer park, but you can't take the trash out the trailer park. One of them shits, I don't know, you put it together. Damn, that's stupid, man. Let me tell y'all something. If you see me making millions of dollars and you see me at the motherfucking McDonald's or Burger King, please slap the fuck out of me and I won't sue you. I will not sue you because if I'm not pulling up that bitch in the limousine and the goddamn driver's ordering my shit and passing my shit back, that's the only way. You ain't finna see me pulling up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm a... What?
Yeah.
Nigga, if I ain't got my own McDonald's, fuck that. I got bitch out to go in and build my McDonald's in the house. Stupid ass motherfucker just want publicity, though. That's all it is. You get caught it on Valentine's Day like that's some romantic, cool shit to do. You know what I'm saying? Like that was cool points or something. Bitch, you a celebrity at McDonald's at the drive-thru. All right, y'all. We're still in California. Where stockpiles of swine flu vaccine, may end up as medical waste. Probably because motherfuckers ain't trying to take that bullshit. Lying-ass motherfuckers. 3 months ago, families hauled sleeping bags and pillows to the Santa Clara County Fairgrounds and camped out for hours in lines that snaked half a mile to be among the first to be immunized against the feared H1N1 virus. You see how many stupid people is really out there? Y'all gonna line up in a motherfucking line because you see other people lining up. you gonna line up and some motherfuckers can murder you and just straight up inject some bullshit into you and kill your motherfucking stupid ass. Well, people some stupid people, man. People do some dumb shit. Now, medical providers and pharmacies can't seem to get rid of their stockpile of the once coveted swine flu vaccine. Yeah, man, because everybody's tired of y'all motherfuckers lying, man. All right, y'all. We got an arrest warrant out for U.S. cyclist Floyd Landis. French judges issued an international arrest warrant. That's why I'm reading on this show. For disgraced U.S. cyclist Floyd Landis for allegedly hacking into a lab computer at a facility run by the country's anti-doping agency. Yeah, the agency's head told Reuters. Damn, bro. Is it like that? Last but not least, before we go over here to 186 Point Deuce Land, we're in British Columbia, y'all. Port McNeil, to be exact. Yeah, where a woman scares a cougar from her home. And we're not talking about another old woman. My bad. A noisy assault by a Canadian woman scared away a cougar, prompting it to leap out the door, she said. The cougar attacked Marjorie Walton's Dalmatian dog, apparently intent on a meal. As Walton opened her sliding glass door to let the dog in, the cougar charged into the house. Damn, ain't that a bitch. Well, that'll do your Netty News, goddammit. Netty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NettyNewsToday.com. All your motherfucking hot, off-the-wall, crazy, motherfucking butterball, meatball, whatever else kind of news comes from. And that'll wrap that shit up. Thank you, people.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Hey, thank you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Yeah.
Netty News Day.
Somebody hollering at me.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Yo, that motherfucker is not on here, homie. This is Captain Smells So Good ship, goddammit. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry. My bad. Yeah. You know. And, yeah, man, that do your motherfucking news. We finna get into one of these hot cuts real quick. I'm gonna call up old California, man, see if we can get on they, get
what's good, game. What's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Yeah, well, 2010 now, still all, goddamn it, still applied. This is Shorty right here. It's called I Made It Rain, man. There's some hot shit floating around here in the clubs. Got a nice little buzz. Y'all check this shit out, cuz you on Wrecking the Game Radio, Starship Smelly Prize going down, man. Let's learn a language Tuesday. Como sale boo?
What? And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
blow while it fall from the sky. Little mama is a 10, she's chasing me the ball.
That's cool,
but first let me see you take it off. She on Patron, I'm on Syrah. I'ma make it rain, boy, knock it out the box. She wanna find me,
it's on a ringtone. I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows y'all they coming from the go. Whoa, Penny on the beach, we murking these streets. All and don't you try to sneak me, I got my head on. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Yeah, we're going to go over here to 186 Deuce Land. Let me give y'all a little update real quick of what's going down. Down here in Tampa Bay, Florida. They have digital filmmaking for beginners. You can register now. An introduction to cinematic storytelling. Each student completes a script, casts actors, then shoots, directs, and edits their own short film. At the conclusion of this course, student work is showcased in a youth film festival. Class is $20 per week for 9 weeks. For more information, email Adrian Nelson at eastexitfilms@gmail.com or visit eastexitonline.com. The location is University Area Community Development Center, 14013 North 22nd Street here in Tampa, Florida, 33613. And that's East Exit Films. And they're currently casting the film for Sunshine. That's hot, though. I might have to sign up for that my damn self. Another news, the Miss Mouth Times, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be having her in the workings very soon to come on the show and give y'all some updates, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's see, this may be the love child of Beyonce's daddy, Matthew. Huh. Let's see.
Shout out to him. I forgot where he's from. But anyway, let's go to the TCU music.
MM is sold.
Presents, you know, the TCU.
Shout out King Assassin.
Doing it live.
No, let's see. DJ Khaled versus Shine Poe. Not only are Jadakiss and Kanye ditched, recently deported, rapper Shine has been given the boot from Khaled. New record, Victory, that hit stores March 2nd. The biggest change-up, however, is the removal of the highly anticipated Shine feature on All My Life. The song actually leaked earlier this month but received a lukewarm response from fans and critics alike. There's no word from Khaled's camp if that played a part in the decision to cut the song. Huh. Alrighty then. Anyway, Nick Cannon couldn't fill a 3,000-seat arena. No. And let's see. Box office tallies as per Billboard via Mariah for Carrie's January 27, 2000 show at the DAR Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. Show that of a possible 3,166 seats, the Songbird only managed to fill 2,430. Leaving 736 empty seats. I like Mariah, but I hate that people overlook that she sings like she swallowed a pack of razor blades. Now, what the fuck happened to her voice? It has to be drugs, in my opinion. It can't be age when artists like Patty sing just as beautifully today as they did in their prime. And y'all watch when I tell you, I think that Whitney and Mariah... had similar issues. This is all coming from Miss Mouth. You can check out the Miss Mouth Times or Hit up Miss Mouth at MissMouthGossipDiva@gmail.com, man, and, you know, she can hook you up, you know what I'm saying? Or you might be become part of the drama. Yeah. And see, Rick Ross down here, this is Miscellaneous Drama. Rick Ross and Floyd squashed their beef. Yeah. Had no clue that Briscoe was beefing with Waka Flocka Flame. Waka made a reference to Briscoe's robbery on a Gucci record, and Briscoe responded with this. I also heard that there is beef in the Dunk Rider camp. Is Trick beefing with Bad Guy? I actually put in a call BG's manager, and he says that it isn't true. Apparently, they went through some beef a while back, but all has been squashed. Huh. Yeah, okay. And let's see. It's going down here. And it's Casanova. All right. Yeah. Distributors. Yeah, she wants distributors. Yeah. Okay. And that will do it for whatever the hell kind of news that was supposed to be. It's going over here and make a call. And let's see what's going down. Six figures in the building. All right, just hold on a second. Make a quick call. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck is the number? Oh.
In the club, hands on up, weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up, weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yell six figures, party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star. Beauty shaking fast like she's driving in NASCAR. Club dumb rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket. DJ, what's up? Get a record sweating armpits. Club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit. Make it go wild, I feel like a.
Something for the 10 wings of Friday. Yeah. Something for the 10 wings of Friday.